for the 21st century.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. XIM Products, manufacturers of specialty paint, primers, sealers, coatings, and surface preparation, when ordinary primers are not enough, proudly presents the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year and America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right, I am broadcasting live right here at the 2011 Fall Market Show here in Shreveport, Louisiana, at the Shreveport Convention Center. The Fall Market Show is sponsored by HDW, which is a large wholesale distribution organization. And we have a lot of vendors here that's displaying all the technologies of the future. Been here all week, having a great time, and we're wrapping up. But in the next couple weeks, we're going to have some of these great exhibitors on the show where we're going to be learning about the technologies of the future. But hey, we want to thank you for staying with us. This is our third and final hour here at Home Talk USA, and listen to this, what type of hour we're going to have. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Paul Tube. He is with a company called Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. We're going to be talking, well, basically what they do, they are an EPA lead paint training and certification organization to help you and all the contractors with the national law, in compliance with all your contractors when it comes to lead paint. So that's what Paul's going to be talking about. And just shortly, we're going to have Stephen Klein with NAPAC. NAPAC is a trade organization basically providing legal documents and other condemnments for professional and home improvement contractors to help contractors better get a grasp on their legal obligations when it comes to contracts and documents. But we're going to let Stephen Klein explain that to you and some of the things that they're doing down there. I had a chance to spend some time with Stephen at the National Contractors State Licensing Board, as you recall, a couple weeks ago in Savannah, Georgia. We sat in with a couple educational seminars, and we're going to be reporting to you exactly. We just had a great time, and a lot of contractors in the organization just love NAPAC and what they're doing. So we got a great show. We sure hope you stay with us. 1-800-259-5791. The call is free anywhere in the continental USA. We also take email questions here at Home Talk at hometalk1350@yahoo.com. And obviously, we would like to invite you to go to our website at hometalkusa.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. We can help you with your home improvement project, so check it out today. Oh, and when you're there, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter. My Facebook page is sitting there. So hometalkusa.com. And I'd like to welcome to the show straight from the licensing board educational seminar that they had in Savannah, Georgia. And hey, Stephen, welcome to Home Talk. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Michael, good to talk to you again. We spend some quality time together, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I tell you, Stephen, I thank you for that. But man, you kind of stole the show over there a little bit when these state regulatory boards have very they have a difficult time when it comes to regulating contractors, and a lot of the problems that they're having is just that contractors are having poorly designed paperwork. They just don't have a grasp of what's happening, and it's causing some serious problems. And I know you had a chance to spend some time with these regulators, and boy, I tell you what, is your service actually needed? But before we get to that, let's talk about NASCA and exactly what you do.
Well, National Association, NAPAC is National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors, And we're sort of like a LegalZoom.com, if you will, for contractors. On a state-by-state basis and federally, every state, we have the proper paperwork and contracts and everything that they could possibly want, operating protocols, how to operate a home improvement business in the state and on a federal basis. And what we're trying to do is standardize contracts. It's never been done in the United States, and I don't know why, but we see it as something that's needed, and that's why we formed this organization.
Well, you have, like me, okay, I was a contractor. I live in Slidell, Louisiana, which is I'm only, 15 miles from the Mississippi line. So I did work in Louisiana and Mississippi. And lo and behold, we're talking about a whole separate game plan, whole set of licensing laws, a whole set of contracting contracts, and, it presents a problem. And
well, if I may, Michael, just for a second, we were written up in a national magazine called Qualified Remodelers in the August issue, and it was all about home improvement contracts. How do the contractors get them? And it's an incestuous type of situation where a lot of times, and I think you can relate to this, contractors, by the way, I've been a contractor for 35 years, and we have a family business that's been in business since 1954. So I'm a contractor by trade and master plumber by trade as well. But what we did is we got written up in a magazine nationwide, and we offered for free to review contracts from contractors, and we've gotten well over, I believe, over 100 so far that has come to our organization to review. And if I may, just for one moment, there's one fella that is he has a bachelor of science degree in construction management. He's been in business for 25 years plus. He's an excellent contractor, and he lives in the state of Virginia, and We reviewed his contract, and there was four major violations in the state of Virginia that he had. And I can cite just a few just to give you an example. In the state of Virginia, it requires that there must be an estimated starting and completion date of the contract. He did not have that. So, and this fellow's building he's doing jobs for 25, 50, 80,000, and he's a home builder. He builds, major jobs, and he's a well-educated man. But he doesn't know about this, and I don't blame him per se, because there's so much, people are just trying to make a living today, but the laws require. There's another thing he didn't have in his contract. He didn't have something just for Virginia law. The Department of Professional and Occupational Regulation requires that they're given a pamphlet and you have to get a signed acknowledgement. He didn't have that. He didn't have anything about the three-day rescission law. He had it for federally, but Virginia law requires something a little bit different. And by the way, you know what that violation says? Please be aware that failing to comply with these laws allows the customer to cancel the contract at any time. So he could have been halfway through the job, a $50,000 addition or $100,000, doesn't really matter what it is. And the customer, if they got a good lawyer, they could turn around and say, we're not paying for this job.
Well, Stephen, hold on right there. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, though, I want you to talk about some possible remedies to help the regulatory officials and basically educating the contractors, if you don't mind. All right, we're going to have to take a short break. You're listening to Home Talk Radio on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network through my broadcasting partner, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, and all the national radio affiliates. I am the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
Their house is going to burn to the ground!
Are you prepared if you have to file a home insurance claim? If the worst happens and your home is destroyed, remembering what you had in your home after the disaster is nearly impossible. Your insurance company will want exact details and preferably photos of everything that may have been damaged or lost. Now you can protect your assets and valuables with a professional inventory done by ABC Home Inventory Services. We document all your personal property by providing a low-cost video, pictures, and a detailed itemized report of all personal property and valuables. And we can also show you how to start your own home inventory service. To learn more, call toll-free 855-785-0222. That's toll-free 855-785-0ABC. Act today and receive a $100 discount. ABC Home Inventory Services. Security, protection, and peace of mind at abchomeinventory.net.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome you back. This segment, the Home Talk, though, is sponsored by J.M. Corborn, polyurethane, spray foam insulation. Check them out at Corborn.
www.thegoodlife.com. And when you're checking websites out, we sure hope you you go to our website at hometalkusa.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. I have my Facebook page sitting there. Also, did you know you can search the World Wide Web? That's right. You can do all your Google searches on our website at hometalkusa.com. It's the only website you ever need for information and education. I am on location. I'm on a field trip right now. I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana at the Shreveport Convention Center, just wrapping up the HDW Fall Market Show here in Shreveport, having a great time. A lot of exhibitors here, and then in the upcoming weeks, we're going to be getting some of these interviews to you, so having a great time. But, hey, we're talking to Stephen Klein with an organization called NAPAC. Basically, it's a trade organization to help contractors basically abide by the different laws in each state. It's just a better way of doing business, and Stephen is giving us a good update. But, Stephen, just before the break, you talked about some of the different state requirements and contractors. Simply, as you know, there's just no excuse for the ignorance of the law itself. But what are some of the possible remedies to help the regulatory officials, you know, in educating the contractors on the business end, you know, of the business, you know?
Doing is we're and with your great help, and I appreciate you have a wonderful network and talk show, and I know what we our common bond is we're dedicated to the industry of helping the homeowners and helping contractors. We're business people, we want to do business, but we want to do the right thing. And that's why I was a great opportunity to go to the State Licensing Board convention and explain to them. There's a disconnect between, I guess I don't want to get into politics, but there's a disconnect between the private industry and government. The government sets down various laws and on a state basis, and they really and federal, and they really don't understand. They really don't necessarily communicate to the contractors as well as I would like to see happen. So what we're doing is we're trying to bridge that gap, and we're going to the government and we're trying to explain to them from a contractor's point of view, you know, let's educate both sides of the fence so we can comply with their laws. So that's what NAPAC is trying to do. And NAPAC has the answers as an association. Anyone is welcome. I encourage people to contractors to go to lawyers and have, you know, them take a look at their current contracts and different business, how they operate. The reason I helped found this organization with a very top-notch, prestigious law firm in the country that helps us do this is because most of the lawyers don't really, that I've encountered in four different states that I do business in, they don't understand all the nuances of the home improvement industry. So what we did is we decided to create an internet-based association that has all this information at a fraction of the price that they're going to pay for an attorney. And NAPAC will back up every contract with a $50,000 guarantee that if that contract is declared invalid or void in their state, we will come and defend them against that. And I know of no other company or association or any place that has that type of guarantee.
Well, you made some good points there, because basically what happens is that government is reactive. It's never proactive. It only comes in to try to solve, you know, what was wrong. And what you're trying to do is be a good proactive. You know, the best way is to, and I think that's why the state regulators really adapted to you, is because what you're doing is you're preventing the problem before the problem gets to them.
Yes, there's several different type of contractors, in my opinion. There's the people that that say that they're contractors, but they don't pay taxes. They're not licensed. They're not in business. They don't have insurance. And for those type of people out there, I say, come and join. I'll throw out the olive branch and come and join. Let me show you the better ways, and our association can show you the better ways of doing the right thing by homeowners and by the government and so forth. Fine. If not, I say let's go after them. For the contractors out there that are just have lack of knowledge, I'm for educating them. And for the contractors that are doing they pay all their taxes, they do the right thing, their insurance, they have an overhead, they're going to service the customer, then that's the fair playing field that homeowners should try to use their services. So I'm promoting, I'm not trying to get rid of anybody other than people that don't, are not legitimate contractors.
Very well said, my friend. But so basically, how is the best way to keep these contractors updated?
Obviously, we have this association, NAPAC, and they can reach us at 877-626-4555. That's 877-626-4555. It's toll free. Or they can go on the internet and join at www.NAPAC.net. And what it is, it's a membership for $499 per year, and then they buy a la carte whatever they want to buy, and they get included in that. There's a lot of free things that we give them. I counted up last week, there's close to $1,400 worth of value that they can download for free on the internet. That will help them. We want to give great value to the contractors.
All right.
It's not only about making money. My family, it's third generation business. I want to give back to society. I've done very well,
Steve,
over the years.
We're out of
thank
time.
God. I've had ups and downs like anybody else.
We got to run. Give me that website right quick. Hurry up.
Thing by them. And I think this is a great value, and we're doing something
right
that's not being done in the United States of America.
NAPAC.net, right?
Yes,
website?
www.NAPAC.net.
All right, we're going to come back with Paul Tu, Vice President of Kachina Lead Paint. I'm the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is the Canyon Contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use low E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with low E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
This segment of Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Duradeck, permanent waterproofing for decks, patios, balconies. Check them out at duradeck.com. Wow, it's been a long day, but I'm having a great time here in Shreveport, Louisiana, in my home state. I'm at the 2011 Fall Dealer Market Trade Show here, sponsored by HDW, which is one of the leading hardware distribution organizations down up here, and got a whole bunch of vendors. It's kind of quiet now. It's they left about 30 minutes ago, so I'm here in the building all by myself. But in the upcoming weeks, I'm going to be reporting to you on all the technologies. And I'll tell you, they got some great technologies coming up, and we will report it to you. So if you want to join us here, simple 1-800-259-5791. The call is free anywhere in the continental USA. Also, take email questions here at Home Talk, hometalk1350 at yahoo.com. And now I'd like to welcome to the show, he's no stranger to Home Talk. He's been here for a couple months now. And it's Paul Tobe he's vice president of marketing with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. And Kachina is an organization to help contractors keep them updated and in compliance to all the laws that have to do with lead paint. So a lot going on. Paul's going to explain it to us, and he's here right now. Hey, Paul, welcome to Home Talk. How you doing, my friend?
Cajun man, always good to be on with the originator. How are you?
Not the duplicator. Just remember, I was green before green was even cool. Hey, Paul, I love having y'all guys on the show each month and trying to help contractors, to comply with this confusing government forms and laws. You heard our last segment with Stephen Klein with NAPAC, and man, it's always a reactive thing and never a proactive thing. And these contractors are getting in trouble because when they're doing these jobs, on these houses that, you know, have some type of lead paint, or the house, you know, qualified for, you know, you have to have be a lead paint certified contractor. It's just getting to be a serious problem. So tell us about it, and maybe, you know, about the law, and maybe you can clear some of this confusion up.
Absolutely, Michael. Well, the law basically applies to homes that were built before 1978. The reason that year is earmarked, that's when lead paint was banned, the use of lead paint. So in essence, what the law is saying is if you're a contractor, or if you're a landlord, you own property, residential property, or targeted housing, child care centers, for example, if you're doing any work that could potentially disturb lead paint, you've got to do a number of things to be in compliance. And a couple of days ago when we were on the phone, I was really impressed. You faxed it over so I could actually see it. You had a contractor that sent in to you his certification that he went through the training. And that's, of course, step number one, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not only taking that course, which that gentleman did do, and I really do applaud him for that, and everyone else who is being in compliance with the law, but it's also a number of steps that includes registering your company. And again, whether you're a home improvement contractor, you've got a legitimate company, you want to get it registered either with the EPA or with, in some cases, the individual states have kind of trumped out the federal government. And at Kachina, by the way, we get calls every day from contractors that they're looking at the forms that they have to fill out. And candidly, it's a government form. Need I say more? It's somewhat confusing. We cut them right through the red tape. We never charge anybody for it because we want to see people doing the right thing. So any of your folks that are listening that are either property managers, landlords, or most certainly the biggest targeted group, contractors, let's get you registered with the feds or get you registered in your particular state. We'll help you cut through all that paperwork. And then we'll take the next step, which is making sure that whether it's the owner or the foreman or X number of employees, we want to get you through the 8 hours of training. That's also very critical to get the certificate, and that's what that listener of yours who is a contractor sent in, proof that he had gone through the 8-hour course.
Yeah, he's, you know, Paul, as you know, that's why I started this show 8.5 years ago, is because I was a contractor. I have a legitimate contractor's license in my state. I had to take a test. I had to study. It took me over a year to pass this test. And I don't mind telling my audience I failed it twice, okay? It's that hard. Louisiana takes their tests off of the Naval Institute for Architectural Certification. So that's where the test comes from. And, you know, it's hard, okay? And you got to study for it. And here I am. I get my license, and then I have to go get insurance. I got to get comp. I got to get liability. So here I am. I'm playing by the rules, and I'm losing jobs from contractors that don't want to pay by the rules. What's the same, like this contractor sent me his license, says, you know, I'm playing by the rules here. I need some help. I went through all this. I'm listening to your show. Mr. King, I'm going to send you my, he sent me in the mail. He said, this is what, you know, this is, so Mr. King, so you can have an understanding of what's going on. I know you've been out of the business for, you know, 8-10 years, but this is what you need, you know, these contractors need to do. And that's why we went get you, and I applaud all the legitimate contractors. But, hey, that's what we're going to do here at Home Talk. We're going to help. But, hey, there's the music, Paul. I got to step away. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Paul Toop. He is with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. We're talking about EPA certification, EPA training, EPA to help comply with the laws for contractors, to help all our contractors, and also help the homeowners that need to know whether or not their home has to do with lead paint, and they need to hire a lead paint certified contractor. All right, you're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'll be right back. Yay!
This is an important announcement from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The purpose of the board is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation, which is covered under Louisiana Revised Statutes 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. The Louisiana Legislature passed Act 725 in the 2008 session, which affects electrical and mechanical contractors. Act 725 will require licensure for electrical and mechanical contractors when the cost of a project exceeds $10,000. This act shall become effective on January 1, 2009. Grandfathering will apply for those who meet certain requirements. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For questions, please call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, we want to welcome you back. That's right, and the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network through my broadcasting partner, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, and now the Liberty News Radio Network, and also the Accent Talk Radio Network. So we have three major networks, all simulcasting Home Talk here every weekend. That's when I'm live behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls, answering your emails. So we sure hope you join us. If you happen to miss Home Talk, you can always catch Home Talk on demand 24/7, 365 on our website at HometalkUSA.com. And finally, this segment of Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Elmira Stoveworks. Elegant antique kitchen appliances. Check them out at ElmiraStoveworks.com. I do want to mention that we do have a winner for our weekly newsletter. As you know, we've been running a little If you sign up for our weekly newsletter, we pick out a name, and we have a from well, it's from my hometown, believe it or not, from WBOK, 1270 AM in New Orleans. We have Frederick, who's the winner of a snap and save painting system, and it's we want to thank him. And you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter at HometalkUSA.com. But we're having a great conversation with Paul Tobe. He is Vice President of Marketing with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Kachina is an organization to help train and certify contractors for EPA certification when it has to do with lead paint certification. Paul, as you know, it's part of reality. Lead paint is part of the construction process, and these fines are wow. I mean, if these contractors get caught, why don't you tell us what they're facing?
Wow, Michael, you're right. From an economic standpoint, it's devastating. A contractor can be fined up to $37,500 per day per violation. And it can be as simple as him not giving out the Renovate Right pamphlet, which is the EPA pamphlet that's required to go to every homeowner before the work is done so they can read up on the potential dangers of lead paint. So even for not handing out a pamphlet, the fines can be absolutely ruinous, let alone if there's additional violations where they're caught doing a job without using lead-safe work practices. The fines, as I just mentioned, absolutely ruinous. So why anybody would want to risk that? There's not that much involved. Listen, it is additional money for the contractor. It is additional time in terms of taking the course and the paperwork, which we'll talk about, I'm sure. But, you know, why risk it? Why risk it? It's not that overwhelming that you can't be in compliance.
Well, you brought that up. Why don't we talk about the paperwork right quick?
It's extremely critical. You know, the government is not all that trusting. You know, I'm sure, Michael, if I come down to Louisiana and you take me out for some good Cajun food and we're having a business conversation, it could be a legitimate business expense. But if we spend X amount of money that night and you pick up the tab, and thanks very much, I'm not dropping any hints here, but the bottom line is, unless you have a receipt from that restaurant and documentation, you're not going to be able to claim that. And it's almost the same thing when it comes to the lead paint laws in terms of when you give out the pamphlet. You can tell the EPA or you can tell the state if they're the ones investigating you, I gave the customer a pamphlet. If you don't have written proof with their signature, you're out of luck. The same thing. If you do a test for lead paint, and the test may come out negative, even if it's an older home, the test could come out negative because the area that you're disturbing doesn't have lead paint. Well, unless you've documented that on a proper, you know, form, again, you don't have the proof. When you do lead safe work practices, you have to document everything that's being done. And a lot of these forms have to be kept in your file, and certain forms have to actually go to the consumer when the job is completed or within 30 days. So even if somebody's out there doing the right things, they're working clean, they're working safe, they're, you know, in compliance from the educational standpoint, the company certification, they need all the paperwork, and we help the contractors with that as well. So we're almost like one-stop shopping, so to speak, and a lot of it is not shopping, but it's free, but everything the contractor needs to be in compliance.
Wow. Well, there's the time is just flying here, Paul. Don't go nowhere. We got one more segment. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Paul Tobe. He is Vice President of Marketing for Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. All right, I'm going to step away. Don't forget, please visit our website at HometalkUSA.com. That's where we list all our sponsors here at Home Talk. Hey, when you help them, you help keep our show on the air, since none of our guests are charged to be on this radio program. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA. Yay! Standing in the shadow of Clifton Chenier, dancing the night away.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brother, walk with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, we're going to go ahead and finish up here, wrap up here in Shreveport, Louisiana. At the HDW 2011 Fall Dealer Market trade show here in Shreveport. Being here all week and having a great time. And I want to thank Kenny Bouvier and all the group here at HDW for having me here broadcasting to you. And in the upcoming weeks, I will have some different interviews for you. And so we want to thank you. And but, hey, Paul... Paul Tube is our guest today with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. He's Vice President of Marketing. Kachina is a EPA training certification for contractors. And I know, Paul, we've been talking about the contractors and the, you know, consequences if contractors out there just simply want to, you know, maybe avoid the law. Don't want to go through the process If my best suggestion, I'm sure you're going to agree, if a contractor doesn't want to go through the system, then don't take the job. Simple as that. But if you do take that job, you better be certified. That's just the bottom line.
One point, Michael. I mean, I've spoken to so many contractors, and of course, you speak to far more than I do. But oftentimes, I'll say to the contractor, "Listen, you don't have to be certified. If your business is solid enough that you can kind of discriminate and not work on pre-78 houses, well, more power to you." And there are some contractors out there that have kind of taken that route. They've kind of taken that position, and. You know, you can't knock them for it, and that's fine. Yeah. And financially, they can make their way and be profitable. Then more power to them.
Well, you know, I want to talk more. I know you talked about the paper trail, but man, you know, that is that's what it's all about. You know, as you said, it's providing all the documentation. But you know, we've talked a lot of things, but that paper trail is the key.
Right. The paper trail, certainly, having that information, it's just going to protect yourself as a business person. You want to be very, very on top of that.
Paul, we're out of time, man. Wow. I can't wait till you come back on next month. Give us a website if you want to learn a little bit more information.
It's Kachina, K-A-C-H-I-N-A, leadpaintsolutions.com. And our toll-free number, and always happy to answer questions, whether it's for contractor, property manager, landlord, consumer. Give us a call, 888-800-5224.
Paul, to Kachina Lead Paint, thanks for being our guest, man. Can't wait to you come back on next month, and just keep us updated, and we're going to keep talking about this because this is so important.
Absolutely,
thanks,
Michael. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Home Talk. Again, you can catch us here each week on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network. If you miss us, no problem. HomeTalk1350 is my email at yahoo.com. And also, Home Talk USA.
Have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.